30 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back here to Humboldt, where we are ready for the final game of the day. I'm getting another score here in the East Central Conference, Nebraska. East Central Conference Championship night. Elmwood Murdoch Girls, the top seed, defeated Malcolm 37-35. 37-35, the final there. In the third place game, the Auburn Girls beat Fall City 42-23. And the boys' third place game today, Johns County Center, Malcolm 56-44. You'll be here the boys' championship game tonight on Sunny 101.3. Freeman taking on the Auburn Bulldogs tonight. That one's probably getting underway now. Here at the Pioneer Conference, boys' third place game today. You heard Johnson Brock beat Lord Central Christian, Lord Central Catholic, 44-41, the final there. In the girls' third place game, Dylan O'Dell beat Lewiston 48-36, and in the girls' championship just completed, our girls beat Nebraska Lord Central Catholic 54-36, and now it is the boys' turn. Ball City Sacred Heart taking on the Tri-County Trojans. This is another one of those games, or it's the third matchup of the season, just like it was for the girls here tonight between Sacred Heart and Lord Central Catholic. Teams have split so far this year. Sacred Heart won the first game on December 12th, 53-36 at Tri-County. Then at the Medeckas tournament in the third place game on January 15th, it was the Tri-County Trojans with a win over Sacred Heart 31-28 after they actually beat him 53-36 just about a month earlier. Sacred Heart's losses this year. Tri-County's losses twice to Freeman, once to Sacred Heart, and once to Johnson County Central. The Irish coming to the ballgame today 15-5. They've won five in a row, falling a three-game losing streak. So that's where we're at. Tri-County has won four in a row. They're 14-4. Sacred Heart comes in here 15-5 on the season. So we are ready to go with the Pioneer Conference Championship between these two teams. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Humboldt. I'm grabbing folks out of the stand here as we go. Rachel Magdan, Sacred Heart Senior, here join us. Rich, congratulations on finding your conference championship tonight.
Thank you.
You kind of like playing these tournament championships, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's super fun, and it gets you ready for the state tournament.
21 points tonight. A couple weeks ago from Decus, 26 points in that game up there. You really stepped up, and you needed to. When Eric got some foul trouble, you kind of changed positions a little bit this year. You're playing down low a little more and doing a lot of stuff inside.
Yes, I am. It was a big switch from going from a one-man to a four-man, but Mr. Sano always talks about accepting your role, and if that's what he wanted for me, then I knew I had to accept that role as being the four-man.
All right, so got another game next week, another week in action, and then off to the postseason. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm super excited for it.
All right, congratulations. You broke 1,000 points earlier this year. All kinds of things. It's been great 4 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you in Turkey on Tuesday and then maybe in Lincoln.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Rachel. We're going to get going with the boys, so we'll make that one kind of quick. Thank you. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the boys' game here tonight on KTNC. It is going to be for the Irish tonight, the home team on the scoreboard for Coach Doug Gultz. He is going to go with his normal starting five here. That's 5'11", senior Jacob Jordan. A 5'11", senior Jake Freshel. A 6'3", sophomore Joe Simon. A 6'3", senior in Brogan Nautical. And we'll move back up the ladder here for Sacred Heart tonight. Their other starter will be 6'1", junior Evan Keithley. Evan at 27 here in the semifinals the other night, including 7 3-pointers in that ball game. For our coach, Jeremy Sims tonight for the Trojans, they're 14-4. He'll go with Carter Sims, a 6-foot junior in the starting lineup tonight. Colton Jansen is a 6'3" senior. He'll be a starter. Also starting is Gavin Weichel, a 5'11" senior, 6'3" junior Andrew Sassy, and a 6'5" junior in Chris Jansen. You're starting five tonight for the Trojans of Tri-County. For the Irish coming to this ball game, Jacob Jordan averaging 13.2 points a game. Sam Dunn off the bench, 4.9 per game. We are 10.4 points per game for Evan Keithley now. Jake Freshel, 6.4 points per game. Joe Simon in, 8.2 points per contest. And we have Brogan Nockle in there at 9.4 points per game for Sagan Hart. Knockle averages 5.7 rebounds. Simon, 6.6 rebounds per game. And Keithley right at 4 rebounds per game on the season. Jacob Jordan leads the team with 80 assists, not far behind, Jake Freshel with 72 on the season. So that's where we're at with some of the numbers coming into this ball game tonight here at Humboldt. All right. Both teams out there. Nautical will jump it up for the Irish. They will go right to left, stepping into the center circle. To jump up there against him is going to be Chris Jansen. And here we go. The ball up to the air, and the Irish control the tip and come to the front court with the basketball. Again, the Irish go to the south basket here, right to left as we look at it here. And now it's Keithley down on the left side with it into Simon to Nautical. Off the glass, right side, good. So Nockel gets the Irish off to a quick 2-0 start here in the ball game. Now to the front court. Here come the Trojans with the basketball. Gavin Weichel with it. Back out top, he goes to Carter Sims. He drives the lane, no, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Doug Gold turned around with that look on his face, a foul on Brogan Nockel right off the bat. You don't want to see that if you're an Irish fan here. So at the line is going to be Carter Sims to shoot a pair. The first one is on the way up, and it's off no good. In that previous game over Medeca's tournament, Sims only had 2 points. Free throw on the way up, missed them both. Jordan with the rebound for the Irish. Up the floor he goes to Freshel. Jake in the paint. There's that floater. No, won't go. And the rebound brought down by Colton Jansen. Up the floor quickly the other way. Now to Sims. He'll be hard to keep 2 points tonight, I'm sure. Out top of the basketball to Andrew Sass. Sass with it. Hands off again to Sims. Sayhart playing man-to-man defense out on the top right. Colton Jansen with it. And now moving through the lane with it and back out to Sims. Sims back and Jordan down. Out on the left side thinking about a three but not pulling the trigger. Weichel, his pass across court knocked away by Simon who chases it down. And they say Simon touches it last for Sacred Heart. It will be Trojans basketball. In that previous game, Chase Jansen had 9 points. Nobody for either team scored in double figures in that ball game, which was highly unusual for these two teams, as good as they are. To the front court. Here comes Tri-County, dressed in the blue and gold. Out top, around the perimeter. They go to the right side to Colton Jansen. He backs in, spins in the lane, high off the glass. No. Rebound, Brogan Noctegal. He'll get it away to Freshel. He pushes it up. Left side, Jordan. Faked back to Freshel. Now to Noctegal. Three ball, right side, too strong. And the rebound is picked off by Jansen. Chris Jansen with it. J-N-S-S-E-N. Jansen is also in there. J-N-T-Z-E-N in the middle. Sims up and good for the first two of the ball game. Now for the Trojans. We're tied at two. Noctegal for the front for the Irish. Around the perimeter. Jordan with it. Out midcourt circle. Now it's going to be down to Keithley. To Noctegal. Backs up a step and he knocks down a 16-footer on the left baseline. The Irish are up now 4-2. Sims to the front court. Coming up, hands the ball on. Gavin Weichel with it around the perimeter. Back out to the top to Sass. And now it is going to be Sims on the right side. Spins into the paint. Triple team. Dumps it underneath. Up and good. 2 points for Chris Jansen. And we're tied at four now. 4-4. Back to the front. Quickly the Irish. Noctegal dribbles it once. Gives a Freshel. Now to Jacob Jordan over on the right side. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Jordan for a long three on the rim. No, rebound falls down to Keithley. And it will be Evan to bring it out of there. Now he's going to get it back off the pass. Three ball off the mark. No, Jansen or other Sims with the rebound. And a collision with Joe Simon. And a foul on Jacob Jordan, his first. So they both ended up there on the deck, but Jordan called for the foul. The Trojans bring into the ball game now. Where did the young man go down there on the far side? Into the game is Caden Bales, a 5'11 sophomore. Now, with the ball, Sims out top, guarded by Jordan, the man-to-man. Handed off, drive in, Weichel in the paint, up and good. Gavin Weichel puts his team ahead, 6-4. At the 4:26 mark, our first lead change of the evening. Keithley bounce pass into Simon with the left hand on the left side. Up and good, right underneath the bucket. And we're tied at 6. 6-6, 4:12 to go in the quarter. Up the front, the Irish fan has spilled over to the opposite side now as well here. They've filled this side pretty well up tonight. Here is an offensive foul. Jacob Jordan got position. And Coach Jeremy Sims explained to their official why he thought there should have been a foul on Jacob Jordan. Instead, there is a foul called on Caden Bales, his first, team foul number one. Halfway through the first quarter, Freshel to Keithley. Down in the corner, left side, Noctegal. Fakes a three, back out to Keithley, around the perimeter of the zone defense by the Trojans. Now back to Freshel. Over to Keithley. Evan looks, skips it over to Jordan, fakes in the paint, out to Keithley again, loads up a three ball and got her. Evan Keithley with a three, and the Irish are up now 9-6. The Irish reclaim the lead here. 9-6. Out top, Weichel, a defender ran by, and now Sims down the floor, dumps underneath, up. No good by Jansen. The rebound brought down by Jake Freshel. Freshel will bring it himself on the right side. Leave it back for Jordan. Open. Thought about it momentarily. Now Noctegal. Keithley left side. Three ball. Little strong. The rebound is grabbed by Jansen. Colton Jansen off to Sims to the front. The junior holds on to it. Played a lot of basketball for the Trojans. Off the left side now into the hands of Gavin Weichel. Weichel will give it to Sims again. They run a weave against the Irish here. Now out top again, working it around with the basketball is Carter Sims. Into the paint he goes, fall away, turn around, passes the ball off. Short on, long on the shot from the corner by Colton Jansen. And it missed everything, and it threw, not to go off, and he didn't make a clean catch, and the ball goes off him out of bounds. Andrew Sass back in the ball game for the Trojans. Cigar brings in Sam Dunn, as Jacob Jordan will get a quick breather here. With 2:31 to go, the Irish have three. Sims on the right wing with the ball out top to Bales. Bales to the left side with the ball now. Andrew Sass, he'll give the ball up, and now right back to Bales it goes. Bales passes the ball off, and now a skip pass across to Sims. Back to the top, Caden Bales with it, knocked away by Freshel. Saved, and a little lob pass underneath, and a foul shot up by Chris Jansen is going to put him at the line. I think Freshel is going to get nailed here. No, they call it on Keithley, 14 instead of 12. So that will put the Trojans at the line with 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. Free throw up. And good. Jansen has three. It's 9-7. Second one coming here. Ready. Chris Jansen. Short. No good. Not going with the rebound for the Irish. Ahead he goes with the basketball now to Jordan. Back to Nochtigal. Left side of the circle. Down to Jake Freshel on the left wing. Nochtigal. To Dunn, right side, Jordan is back in there. Told you he was going to be a quick break. And now back out, Dunn, over to Jordan, three ball, elevates on the rim, no, Simon up high for the rebound, and the putback is good for Joe Simon. Sighart 11-7 lead with a minute 39 to go here. To the front court comes Sims, in the paint, elevates the free throw line, in, out, no, Jacob Jordan had the rebound. Knocked away from him by Chris Jansen, and it will be Irish basketball. To the front court, it will be Dunn to bring it up. Off to Jacob Jordan, back to Sam on the left side, now to Freshel. Freshel and Dunn play catch, back to Dunn, over to Jordan. In the corner, knocked go right side, baseline, now skip it over to Freshel. Freshel bounce pass in, nice to Simon. He kicks it right back out to Dunn, and now over to Jacob Jordan. Free throw line opens and shoots, misses. Rebound is grabbed by Colton Jansen. Jansen's got three early rebounds in the ball game for the Trojans. Under a minute to go in the first quarter now. Back we come. It'll be Sims. His team down four. He's directing traffic against the Irish defense here. On the right side, pass the ball to Sass. Back out to the top with it. Colton Jansen down the lane, right side, off the glass, no. Scramble on the deck, Jansen had it. Held ball will belong to the Trojans. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button, select KTNC when the station's drop down. Knock to go out, and Derek Schwong in here for the Irish. Inbound to Sims for the Trojans. Back out to the top to Sass. He'll take it over the left side to Weichel. He'll throw down in the left corner for Sass for three. No. Long rebound on the deck, and is Freshel with it. Up the floor quickly, 16 seconds ago. Period number one, Jacob Jordan turns around to Coach Doug Goltz. Gets the play call. Off the right side, and now Dunn across to Jordan. Good defense. Jacob up, tipped it to himself. Got it. Three on the clock. Underhanded. Simon gets the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Six for Simon in the quarter. Big, two big offensive rebounds. The Irish are up 13-7 after one. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-7, Sagan Hart leading the Trojans. 8 minutes up on the clock, Irish basketball. It's going to be Jordan ahead to Freshel. Keefley back in the ball game for the Irish to Noctigal. Now Keefley for three. That's his spot. He's got six. He's got two triples in the game. 16-7, Sacred Heart. At the other end now, the Irish up by nine as they go to the defensive end here. Now around the horn to the left side. Sims with it. Cuts to the paint. Simon reached in, and he got a foul. He had the ball, but that's not what Doug Gold wants his bigs doing, is reaching like that. So Joe picks up his first of the ball game, team foul number four on the Irish. Just one so far. Oh, and a bad inbound pass. Jacob Jordan had it, and the ball got past him off his hand and hit the sideline. The Trojans missed the inbound by 10 or 12 feet over the top, and Jordan couldn't get back to make a clean catch, but he did touch, and then the ball skidded out of bounds on the side, so the Trojans get it in midcourt. Now Sims up the floor, into the paint, lost the ball, and now he got it back, kicks to the corner to Weichel for three, too strong, missed it all, and Joe Simon with another rebound for the Irish. Ahead to Freshel, underneath to Brogan Knock. Oh, he didn't look outside. He had Keithley set up for a three out there. Noctigal missed it. The rebound to Jansen. And timeout by the Trojans, down by nine. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:52 to go in the second quarter, just past the top of the hour. This is AM 1230, KTNC at 107.1 FM, KTNC, Falls City, and Auburn. John Nixon with you. Aaron Wisdom running the show back to the studio tonight. Sims, spin move in the lane. Up, no. Rebound knocked to go underneath. He'll get it away to Jacob Jordan. Ahead to Freshel, back to Jordan. In the paint, lost the handle on it. Simon and Knock will run into one another. Give the ball to Noctigal. Three ball, left side of the circle, good. Now let's watch Simon. He got hit in the mouth or stepped on. He is hurting, I know that. I think Noctigal hit him in the throat, maybe. Think that may be what happened. And now we come back the other way with the basketball. Jansen off the glass, no. Rebound to Noctigal. You don't want to get ran into by Noctigal in any situation. He's too strong. Freshel all the way, coast to coast, and he'll piss off the glass. Good for Jake Freshel, using that explosive speed, and the Irish are up now 21-7. Now back we go the other way. And now a bounce pass stolen by Noctigal, and then taken away by the Trojans. Trojans have it back. The Irish have their biggest lead of the ball game at 14. Out top with it, Andrew Sass hands the ball off to Colton Jansen. Back underneath, and now a bounce pass in, knocked away by Jacob Jordan. It ends up in the hands of Noctigal. Seems like most everything's fine in Noctigal. He tried to step in rhythm, but he got an extra step in there. Shot the three, but he got called for a traveling violation. I do things a little different at halftime of the boys' game. I know Luke Santa is coming up to visit with us, and I think Ari Vonderschmidt's coming up. She set the Sagan girls' scoring record tonight. for a career. Jansen now inside Sims, bumps into Jordan. Jacob falls away. Sims missed the shot. Jacob Jordan with his third rebound up the floor over to Noctegal. Right side in the middle now gives it away to Jacob Jordan. Jacob directing traffic as the Trojans go man-to-man defense here. Jordan on the right side looking, and now passes over to Keithley. Left side on the wing, up, no good. Rebound brought down by the Trojans by Caden Bales. He'll give it to Sims, the 4:30 mark of quarter number two. Up the floor quickly. The other way, Bales looking for help. Gets it to Colton Jansen. Jansen off the left side, back to Bales. He kicks it over to the left corner to Jansen again. Sims out top and now right side to Bales. Bales will drive the baseline. Throws it, and he throws it right to Jake Freshel. He goes around one defender, throws it ahead to Keithley, who lost the control of the ball. Instead of the layup he thought he had to go reverse side to the right side. And when he elevated, then he got fouled by Chris Jansen and will go to the line and shoot two. That looked like it was going to be an easy run-out layup, but the ball took a high hop. And Evan Keithley at the line, free throw good. He's got 7 points now tonight. 22-7, Sacred Heart. Timeout called. Or now do they go 21-7? I don't know what's going on the scoreboard. 4:05 to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the first half of the boys' championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. The Irish have jumped out to a 22-7 lead. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they will score more than 28 points in tonight's game, which is what they scored over Medeckas against the Trojans 2 weeks back, whatever it was. Large contingent of Irish fans here tonight. This side is just packed with the Irish fans. They've spilled over to the other side here. They ran out of room. Evan Keithley with one more freebie coming here. Trying to put his team up by 16, and that's off. Rebound grabbed down by Chris Jansen. To the front, Sims hands the ball away to Colton Jansen. Back out now to Jansen after he passed it off. Ooh, lost his balance. Just about did the splits there. Gets it away to Sims. Sims back to Jansen. He'll go around the perimeter, left side, a dribble drive on the baseline, cut off by the Irish defense, and now back to Colton Jansen again to Sims. This is good defense by Irish, and a floater up over Knockville, no good. Brogan grabs his fifth rebound of the night to go with 7 points here in the first half, and foul on Bales. I thought for a moment they might get pressure for an offensive foul there, but it's Caden Bales with his second foul, this one a block, hand-checking. Third team foul, four on the Irish now. Bounce it in to Evan Keithley on the right side. Evan's a left-hander. He likes the left side of the floor. Right now he's playing over on the right side. Sam Dunn came in during that timeout. Here's Freshel down the side. He gives it up. Now Keithley from 18 short. Rebound kept alive by Simon and Keithley. And the ball ends up out of bounds. Trojan ball. Tri-County with the ball. Freshel is out. Jacob Jordan back in for the Irish. Doug Gold trying to rotate players and give him a little breather here when he can. 3:05 to go. First half. Right side with the ball. Gavin Weichel. Weichel moving to the left side. Into the paint. Elevates. Six-footer. Good. Colton Jansen with two, and it's 22-9. Jordan in the paint. Back to Simon. Joe down the lane, dishes it back to Dunn. He's in the paint. Now to Knock, go back to Dunn. And nobody for the Irish wants to shoot that long outside shot. Joe Simon, that's not his shot. Sam Dunn says, I'm not really wanting to take it. Knock will. He's got the ball now over to Dunn. Simon says, give me the ball. He's inside. Nice move up and on. He came off the rim. And then he committed a foul on the rebound trying to get it back. Oh, my. That would have been an easy two there for Joe. He just couldn't connect. It's his second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 5 on Sacred Heart here. 2:22 to go. Now to the front court of the basketball, on their side here, Gavin Weichel, Weichel with it to Sims. Got my 14, they put him on different teams. Weichel with it, moving from the right to the left, off to Sims at the 2:05 mark. Sims into the free throw circle. Now steps out beyond the mark, the arc, and gives the ball over the right side to Weichel again. Weichel moves back between the circles in the middle. Sims on the left side, Jordan guarding him. Sims moves in, passes the ball across the lane to Jansen. Good defense again by the Irish. In there for Sacred Heart is Derek Schwong in the middle. The ball gets inside, and we've got a foul on the Irish as they get the ball inside. The foul will go on Sam Dunn, his first. Team foul number 6 on Sacred Heart. And at the line again, Chris Jansen. Free throw is short, just barely drew the front edge of the iron. He's 1 for 3 at the line. 6'5 junior has 3 points so far. Bales comes out. Braden Strobe checks in, a 5'10 sophomore for Tri-County. Second free throw for Jansen. Up, no. Rebound comes out long to Jansen, Colton Jansen. And now he'll get it to Sims. Minute 37 to go in the first half. On now to be Weichel on the left side, working around the perimeter. And now Sims dribbling down the lane, spins in, up and under with the left hand. He got her to go, a little jump hook. 4 points for Carter Sims, 22-11. Jordan for 3 from the right side. No, and the rebound comes out long, grabbed up by Braden Strout. Strout will give it away, and up the floor comes Sims, trying to chip away at this 11-point Irish lead. They were up a moment ago by 13. Biggest lead has been 14. To the front, Sims in the free throw circle. Dunn overplaying the passing lane. And finally, he'll get the ball away to Jansen. And now Sims down the lane, left hand, up short, no good. Scramble for the rebound, coming down with it with Derek Schwong, and probably traveling as he off-balance fell to the floor. Not called held ball, so it belongs to the Trojans. Lob it out top, Dunn with a steal of the inbound. Dunn all the way in, lays it up for 2. Sam Dunn with a steal. And the bucket at the other end to make it 24-11. Sacred Heart, 13-point advantage, 34 seconds to go in the half. Trojans may be content to play for one here. We'll see. Weichel with it. Off now to Colton Jansen. Down the lane, Sims had it knocked away. Triple team and a reach-in foul on the Irish. Doug Gould's not happy about that. They had him 3 defenders around to the baseline and a reach-in foul on Jake Freshel. His first will put the Trojans at the free throw line. Carter Sims shoot 1-1. He's 0-2 tonight at the line. Here comes Keithley into the ball game. Out comes Schwong. The goal's putting the offensive team back in there for the final 20 seconds here. Free throw up. And it rattles off, no good. Another rebound for Brogan Noctigal. Now Jacob Jordan will walk the ball up the floor, crosses the midcourt line for the Irish. Working the ball over to the left side now. Hands it to Noctigal down lane. Did he walk? No. Puts it up, and yeah, he did walk. The referee, I thought, was going to call it did, but the one on this side saw it, so a turnover by the Irish. I thought he walked. Noctigal out. Here comes Schwong back in for Sacred Heart. 7.6 seconds to go. Also in for the Irish comes James Freshel. He'll come in for Jordan, who has a foul. And now Bales back in for Tri-County. Bales has got 2 fouls, but he's off the bench. He takes the basketball. 6 on the clock. Ahead up the floor. Looking and looking. Now Sims out between the circles. Fires for 3. Off the rim, up, no good. And at halftime, it's Falls City City Arc 24 and the Tri-County Trojans 11. The Irish defense hold the Trojans to a four-point second quarter. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic! Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Humboldt, Nebraska. It's halftime. We're going to have a couple of guests, and only one will be able to hear probably. Harry, I'm going to give you that. Just hang on to that here. Cigar Girls won the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament tonight with a victory over Lord Central Catholic 53-34. I believe it was the final score. The scoreboard kind of messed me up at the
end.
That
sounds right.
So, Coach, congratulations. Another term, another victory.
Yeah, thanks. It wasn't easy. That first half, we weren't very good. And a lot of that, you know, Lords, they're one of those teams that, you know, they get out and kind of press you and they switch everything. But we just weren't very sharp. But I thought Rachel made a big bucket there before half. We kind of had a little bit of momentum, you know, and then that third quarter. Well, halftime was good for us. You know, we just kind of settled down. And I think we went 20-8 maybe in the third quarter. We didn't change a lot. We just kind of challenged some girls at halftime. I thought we came out a little bit tight. Like Olivia didn't do much. Jessica didn't do much. I think we just kind of settled down. We got back to who we normally are.
Yeah, and then when Olivia got hot all at once, she had six in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that's what yesterday and a walkthrough today, when we played them the second time up at our holiday tournament, Olivia went off, and we kind of got her in some matchups where, I mean, she's so athletic and get around those girls, but in that first half, I just think she was very, you know, wasn't aggressive enough, and we just kind of challenged her, like, you know, you got to get to the rim, and, you know, she responded that third quarter.
Rachel's getting pretty good in these tournament championship games. I think 26, a couple weeks ago, 21 tonight. She was hot, especially in that third quarter.
Yeah, it makes it easy when you got big like Harrison and Rachel, but we've just been begging Rachel all year to shoot it. I mean, it's crazy. Like, at practice, I have to scream at her, like, be more aggressive. But, you know, she played incredible in that championship game in Mudeikis against Johnson, and then to come out and do it tonight. But we need that every night. So hopefully, you know, she's going to figure it out. But just with her size and her ball handling, I mean, she's such a matchup problem for teams. But she's just got to be more aggressive.
All right. Harrison Vonnerschmidt's here, senior. Harrison, congratulations. I told you a couple weeks ago you broke the school rebounding record. Girls, you had no idea. Well, we've known you were climbing up this scoring record for the girls all the time. And finally tonight, you got it.
Yep.
By two. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you hold that up a little higher.
Okay.
You got to love winning championships.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Tell us about it.
I think this year we really set records for ourselves because you know, we have to practice so much. We want to win all the championships and the tournaments that we can. So we've been really working just to go step by step because you can't push yourself too far. But we have been doing really good, just winning one after one, and we're really excited for the last one.
Well, it's been a great career. You're the all-time leading girl scorer, rebounder. You shot more free throw attempts than you say you're a girl before. You've made more free throw attempts than you say you're a girl. And I know there's others that I have not had time to look up here, but it's been quite a career for somebody that we always thought loved volleyball. Coach.
Yeah, she can do both for sure.
Absolutely. Just some big games coming up, another week of regular season, and then on to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I can tell you're thrilled to be here doing this. Congratulations. Go rest, because I know you haven't been feeling the best for, what, a couple months now?
Yeah.
So congratulations. A lot of fun watching. I know all the fans are pleased and wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to let you get out of here, because I know this is not your favorite thing. I know. Luke, you get these girls. I'm looking at this all-time list here and these scores. I think you maybe coached all the top 10 maybe here. I think.
Well, I don't know about that, but I was thinking about that before I came up here. I was like,
almost all.
Well, I mean, like for Ariston, you know, with this program like Sacred Heart, you know, I was thinking back. I don't know the old history, but, you know, when Pritch got there, you know, that was my time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the girls that Pritch had, you know, and the run that he had, and then Cumro took over, you know, and I had Caitlin Wheeler. I mean, that's who Ariston passed, and I had her for 2 years as a junior and senior. I mean, she was incredible. And I had Abby Magdance, you know, for 4 years, and then to have Ariston right now. And for her to be at the top of that list, you know, with a tradition like Sacred Heart has, I mean, that's incredible for Ariston. So we're really happy for her. And, I mean, you said it. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. I don't know if she's felt good all year.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just tell. I mean, just watch her walking and, like, in warm-ups, she's had incredible back pain. And she hasn't finished. You know, it's hard. Like, I feel like I need to yell at her, but she's hurting. I mean, when you have back pain, that's tough to play.
Well, so you can tell, especially the last 3 weeks, that she's not feeling the best, and otherwise I think that's a record that she probably got a couple of weeks
back. I mean, that's what, like, we didn't know what was wrong, you know, in December. She just wasn't finishing like her normal self, and they're like, is everything right? And, you know, I didn't really know about this back pain till probably late December. You know, we're trying to get everything we can to the therapy, you know, and stretching and all that, but we're just praying we can get her through March.
All right, you're going across the river Tuesday night to play East Action, a team that's they're struggling a little bit this year, but they've got a girl last night. I saw her play, had 36 points.
Well,
she's a big girl.
You're going to have to go to scout, because we've been so worried about this week. I mean, we got East Action Tuesday, and then we got Weeping Water down our place Thursday. So we're going to enjoy tonight, and then Adam and I will see, you know, break some stuff down for Tuesday. But, yeah, we got a good thing going right now. We just got to keep it going. No steps backwards.
And the way everything works supposed to be, now looks like you're going to be home for a while.
That should work. You know, I was handy last year. I mean, if you got that top seed in your sub, you get to host. So it'd be nice to have it. I mean, it looks like we'll have Lewiston, you know, and then the other side will probably be like Sterling and Diller probably. So, I mean, we play those teams a ton, so scouting should be easy. But it'll be nice to be in the rack and not have to travel for sure.
No doubt. Luke, congratulations on another great victory tonight, another championship, and we'll see how far you can make this run go this year.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, that's Sacred Heart Coach Luke Santo. We'll be back in 1 minute with a look at the first half scoring on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here to Humboldt. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of tonight's ballgame. If I get the right sheet back up here on top, Sacred Heart is leading here at halftime tonight by a score of 24-11. There it is. That's the one I'm looking for. For the Irish, Evan Keithley has 7 points in the game so far. So does Brogan Noctigal. 6 for Joe Simon, all in the first quarter. 2 each for Sam Dunn and Jake Freshel. For the Irish, Jacob Jordan, the Irish leading scoring season. He hasn't scored yet in this ballgame tonight for the Irish. That's not anything Jacob is wanting to hear, but good for the Irish. For Tri-County, they have 3 for Chris Jansen, 2 for Gavin Weichel. Also, Colton Jansen with 2 and 4 for Carter Sims in the first half of tonight's ballgame for their total 11. All right, Irish ball. They go left to right. Knocked to goal. Knocks down a defender. Throws it out to Evan Keithley on the right side, and he puts it up and in. 10 now for Evan Keithley in the ball game, coming off a 27-point performance on Thursday night. Sayhart with a 3-pointer, now up by 16, their biggest lead of the game. Again, do want to congratulate Harrison Vonderschmidt and thank her for coming up. Kids aren't always real comfortable and happy doing that, but she handles it well. Here's a shot of the other end in the paint, up no good by Colton Jansen. Rebound, the Irish had it and lost it. Taking it back is Jansen. Now Sims in the paint, leans in, dishes the ball across the lane, and is shot up and a foul. Chris Jansen put the shot up, and he got fouled by Sagan Hart. It's going to go on Octagon. That's going to be 2 on Brogan, and Jansen to the line where he is 1 for 4 so far in this ball game. 6'5 junior sets, fires, and got it. 27-12 the score now with that bucket on the free throw. Second free throw coming is up and off the back. No good. Knocked goal with another rebound. He's got 7 of those in the ballgame. 7 points, 7 rebounds. Jordan to Noctigal. 3 ball left side. Swish. Noctigal with 10 in the ballgame now. The Irish are up 30-12. Back-to-back 3-pointers that are scoring here in the third quarter. Up by 18 points. To the front. In the paint. And a little running left-hand hook. Up, no good. Oh, my. Making the rebound was Chris Jansen. He was off balance. He threw that ball up. He literally was facing away from the basket. Just threw it up over his shoulder and went in. Good for him. He's got 6. It's now 30-14. You won't make many of those in your career. Better enjoy every one you do. All right. Keithley cut off. Needs help. Knocked to go with it. Now on the sideline, Brogan backs out with a dribble. Off he goes to Jacob Jordan. Jacob with the basketball. Between the circles, left side, Freshel. Pull up, jumper, 15-footer, no. Race for the rebound. I think Nogel touched it last. Yes, he did. It will be Trojan basketball here. 6 minutes to go in the third period. To the front, Sims down the lane. Outside, he goes to the left. Now back to the top, into the hands of Gavin Weichel. Weichel will move it around, and now over around to Carter Sims. And now hand the ball off. Carter Sims takes it back from Colton Jansen. He drives it in. He slipped off balance, and he goes to the corner. The wing, a 3-point attempt by Andrew Sass, is put up into about the fourth or fifth row by Joe Simon on the block. Inbound to Sims, Trojan ball. Jansen down the right side, lost the ball, caught it on his hip, gets it away to Weichel, and he throws it up and in for his second hoop of the ball game. To the front, the Irish up by 14. Noctigal, left corner, Keithley for 3. On the rim, no, and the rebound is grabbed up by Andrew Sass. Here come the Trojans to the front. Out top, working around, now with the basketball to Colton Jansen, and now to Sims. Carter Sims will pass it out again to Andrew Sass. They run a weave out top against the Irish defense. But now Carter Sims down the lane, left hand up, missed it all short. Grabbing it is Keithley. He'll bring it ahead to Knockle. He's wide open, and finally somebody jumps out on him. He didn't take the 3, gets it to Keithley, and now to Jacob Jordan. Jordan averaging 12.5 points a game on the season, has not scored yet in this ballgame. He gets hot. The Trojans are in deep, deep trouble. No, they're not. Down 14. There we come the other way. Simon back out to Freshel. 4:25 to go. To knock, go again, having trouble hanging on to the ball. Now he's got it. Good. Back to Jordan. Right side, Keithley, three ball, no. Rebound, out of bounds. Knockwell just couldn't get the handle on it. Had a couple of Trojans scrapping with him. The ball got up around his neck and around him, and out of bounds it goes. Here comes Caden Bales back into the ball game for Andrew Sass for the Trojans. And now coming up the floor will be Carter Sims. Off to Bales, driving baseline. Elevates, passes to Sims for three, no. Rebound, Freshel. Jake Freshel, up the floor he comes, looks underneath, Simon, the layup is good. Excellent pass there from Jake Freshel. Nice assist. And now, here come the Trojans. Score doubled up, 32-16, the 3:45 mark of the third quarter. On the right side, now with the basketball, Gavin Weichel. Cross, he goes to Bales. He crosses the front of the midcourt. And now Sims backing in, hands it off. And a block shot by Nautical. Pushed forward by Jordan to Freshel. He can't catch up with it because he got fouled by Colton Jansen, who is one unhappy young man at the moment. Colton Jansen picks up just his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number one. Here comes Sam Dunn into the ball game for Joe Simon for the Irish. And now out top, Jordan will inbound to Freshel. Now back over to Jacob. Jacob will hold the basketball, looks. They play catch out top. Well, if the Irish just hold the ball for 3 minutes, then the court will have a 16-point lead. I don't think that'll happen, though. Keithley to Freshel, back to Keithley on the right side elbow. Dribbles in, now back out. Now goes Freshel down the lane, and he got hacked as he headed that way. Foul on the Trojans is going to be called on Caden Bales, his third foul of the ball game, team foul number two of the half on Tri-County. Once again, Jacob Jordan, a trigger from the baseline, looking, comes out to Dunn. Sam right back to Jacob Jordan, the right wing. He'll elevate the pass over to Freshel. To Dunn, back to Jake Freshel, over to Jordan. Around a defender, cut off on the baseline. Back, it's over to Keithley on the baseline. Cut off there as he dribbles in. Back to Dunn. To the top to Freshel. Here he comes down the lane underneath the Nautical. It went off his hands. It went right back to Jake Freshel. He says, look what I found. And he put it right in the hole. 34-16, Sacred Heart. At the other end, the Knights throw it away. The Knights, excuse me. That was the previous two games. The Trojans throw it away and call timeout, down 34-16. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Humboldt with 2:29 to go in the third quarter. It's 34-16. Sayert leading the Tri-County Trojans at the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament Boys Championship up at Weeping Water on Sunny 101.3. At halftime, Freeman leads Auburn in the boys' game 13-11. Teams that like to play defense, and they are apparently doing it well in that one tonight, 13-11 at halftime. Hope Randy stays awake. The other way we go. They're two good basketball teams. I'm sure there will be some more scoring in that one before it's over. Jordan left side underneath. Nautical goes up. Rejected by one and fouled by apparently the same player. That is Colton Jansen with his second foul of the half in the game. And Brogan Nautical is at the line for the first time tonight, where he has 10 points. 2-3 in his first trip to the free throw line in this one tonight. Senior will set, fire, and get it. 11 now for Brogan Nautical, 35-16. Freshel is out. Simon back in for Sacred Heart with 2:10 to go in quarter number four. Number three, excuse me. Nautical ready. It's up. It's good. And the Irish are up by 20 points, 36-16. And Keithley nearly stole the inbound. Sims gets it ahead now to Jansen. Keithley able to keep his feet. I think he'd have had that basketball. At the other end we go, under 2 minutes. Sims wraps it around and a layup on the right side for Chris Jansen. That was an excellent pass around a defender while in the air. 36-18. Sacred Heart with the lead. Dunn in the paint. Lost his balance. Locked control of the ball. Gets it away to Noctigal. Now Sam Dunn comes out. Backs between the circles. Takes the ball again. Over to Jordan to Simon. Right side Noctigal. Thought about a three. Didn't do it. Dunn will from the left side. Short. And out of bounds it goes. Minute 23 to go in the third. Irish have doubled up the score on the Trojans here so far. Take the ball to the high post to Chris Jansen. Stands. He gives it off to Sims. Carter Sims. And now a pass underneath, and Keithley knocks it away. It goes to Simon. Knoxville helps Keithley up off the floor. Now Jordan up the floor. Off to Keithley. And now Jacob trying to reset the offense. Trojans stacked in on defense inside the three-point line. Now it is Jordan down the lane with a bullet pass under an octagon. He gets the defender in the air, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. He got fouled. Foul will be on Chris Jansen, the 6'5 junior. Team foul number 4 of the half on the Trojans. Nautical back to the line where he just knocked down a pair. It's up. It's good. He's got 3 in a row at the line. And it's 37-18, Sacred Heart. Bales back in for Andrew Sass. And now up. And Nautical missed one. And the rebound comes back the other way. Now, front court with it. Bales off to Sims. 31 seconds to go in the third. Running that weave out top. And now Sims into the paint. He's got 4 defenders on. Who are you going to call that foul on? There were 4 different Irish that had a shot at him. Here comes John Hodges, or buddy, and he says, Jacob Jordan's a guilty party. Jacob's second. Second foul of a half on the Irish. Knockville comes out for Sacred Heart. Freshel back in there. And now holding the ball out top is Gavin Weichel. His pass tipped around, knocked loose, finally recovered. And now Sims will have it with 13 on the clock. The Irish playing man-to-man defense in the center court circle. Now Sims with it. Looks to the high post to Jansen. Back out to Sims. 3 on the clock. Sims, left-hander, up, no good. And that will end the third. Sacred Heart, 37. Tri-County, 18. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We are an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they put 0.4 of a second back up on the clock while we were in our commercial break there, and Tri-County tried to lob in a tip, but that didn't work, so score is right, 37-18. Sacred Heart with the lead here after 3 quarters tonight at Humboldt. Earlier tonight, the Irish girls won the Pioneer Conference Championship. Final score was, we have the right side, 54-36. In the boys' third-place game, it was Johnson Brock, 44, Lord Central Catholic, 41, and the girls' third-place game, Dillardale defeated Lewiston, 48-36. Had the ECNC boys' third-place, Johnson County, over Malcolm, 56-44. Auburn girls in third-place game beat Fall City, 42-23. And it was Elmwood Murdoch over Malcolm, 37-35 for the girls' championship. And at halftime, Freeman leads Auburn 13-11 in that tournament. That game over on Sunny 101.3. Here we go in the fourth quarter. It's Trojan basketball. They got an 18-point hole to climb out of here. It's not going to be easy against Sacred Heart's defense the way they're playing tonight. With the ball at the high post, the basketball goes. And now to the left, Sims for three. Got it. At the elbow, Sims now with seven in the ball game, 37-21, and here's a steal. Coming up, fails, into the paint he goes, stops, kicks it out to the right side. Back to the top, faking the three is Colton Jansen. Dishes off to Bales, it's up, it's good, and a foul. A push foul, that's the first two for Bales. And a chance at a three-point play as the foul is on Noctigal. His third, and Doug Gold says, let's take a timeout and talk this over. 37-23, the Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Main Street Bank, with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-23, the lead to Fall City's Sacred Heart. Spied a quick 5-0 run here by the Trojans. Start this fourth quarter. They're still down by 14 points. Trying to make it a 6-0 run here with this free throw. Coming up for Caden Bales. His first free throw attempt tonight. They are 2-for-9 at the line of the Trojans this ballgame. St. Hart's 4-out-of-6. Free throw up and off, no good. Rebound to Evan Keithley. Keithley with 10 points tonight. He's got 3 threes and a free throw. Jacob Jordan still hasn't scored in the ballgame for the Irish. And now, man-to-man defense by the Trojans here. Off to Knoxville on the right side. Oh, Keithley's wide open. Or anything, getting the ball to bounce. Goes up, partially blocked, and he got it anyway. A dozen now for Keithley, and the Irish are up 39-23. Off the right side of the basketball now, Sims. Thinking about three, drives in on Jacob Jordan, cuts him off. Back out to the top. Gavin Weichel will reset over on the right side with Bales. Back to Weichel, down the left side of the lane, hands off to Sims. Sims back and out of there. Now Freshel takes him. And out of the top, Weichel with it again to Bales on the right side. He's into the paint. Over he goes. Left side to Weichel. Weichel back out. Simon jumps up and makes the steal. Waits for a guard. Says there, Jacob Jordan. I'll give him the ball. That's a pretty safe place to put it. And here it comes. Sacred Heart to the front with 6:10 to go in the game. Up by 16. Keithley off to Knoxville on the right side. Double team. Bounces it and trying to get it. Jordan stolen away. Here comes Sims the other way. Spins at the free throw line. Goes down the lane, throws it up, and good. Sims now with 9. 39-25, the Irish lead. Jacob Jordan guarded by Sims coming up the floor. Off the left side to Keith. They're trying to trap out there, and they get the bad pass. It's Sims with the steal, and then he got his feet tangled up with Joe Simon. And Joe gets called for his third foul, and Doug Goltz calls another timeout here in this fourth quarter. Lead is still 14, and we're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:36 to go. The Trojans scrapping hard to get back in this thing, down 14 points. Doug Gold's not happy the way things are going here in the fourth quarter. His team has been outscored 7-2 here in the first 2.5 minutes of the period. Tri-County's trapping defense has caused the Irish some turnovers. But here we go. Trojan ball right in front of their bench. They'll go in backcourt to Carter Sims. Junior guard off the right side to Bales. Bales guarded out there on top by Simon. He'll go off to Weichel on the right side. Weichel will hold. He'll look. Come left side. And now he'll give the ball back to Bales and back out top to Weichel. Well, and an offensive foul. Setting a pick and a screen underneath. Foul is on Colton Jansen, his third. Team foul number 5. We're even there, 5 apiece now, according to the score clock. All right, to the front court, Jacob Jordan, a senior point. Off to his classmate, Jake Freshland. Jordan down the line, finger roll, no, and he'll go to the line. Try to get his first two tonight. He landed pretty hard. Jake can do a lot of things, but he is not able to fly on his own. He can travel a long ways in the air, but when he spreads his wings, it don't work like a bird. And he landed hard there. 5:05 to go. The foul is on Jansen, his third. And Jacob finally on the scoreboard tonight, his first point of the evening. And the Irish are up by 15. 40-25, and the free throw is no good. Rebound grabbed up by Chris Jansen, and here come the Trojans. To the front, left side, Bales, cross the floor to the right side. Now back it goes to Colton Jansen. Down low, Weichel throws it up with one hand, no good. Nochtigal takes the rebound away, and he's going to walk the other end and shoot a free throw at least. Foul is on the Trojans. Foul on Chris Jansen, his fourth. Team foul number 7. And now Brogan Nochtigal will go back in line. That's where he's got his last 3 points in the game. He's got 13 on the night. 3 for 4 at the line. The free throw on the way up and good. They'll get another one here. 41-25. The Irish back up by 16 again. Chris Jansen will get a sit for a minute. Free throw knocked a goal. Nails it. He's 5 out of 6 at the line. The Irish are up 42 to 25, 17 points. They were up 20. To the front, shot up short, partially blocked by the Irish. Jordan comes down with it. Here comes the trap. He is on the sideline. And timeout called. And Doug Gold says, we don't need to go to the sideline, fellas. 4:30 to go. Timeout Irish back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4.5 to play in the ballgame. Sigart leading 42-25 over the Tri-County Trojans. Two teams have split the season series so far. And it'll be Irish basketball. Simon inbound to Freshel. Here comes an attacker from the back. The ball's tipped into the backcourt. Jordan runs it down. Jordan to the front. Five on four. It goes to Keithley. Back to Freshel. And Jake Freshel got fouled by Gavin Weichel, his first. Team foul number 8, and Jake Freshel to the line to shoot 1-1. Senior sets, fires, and it goes off. Call that a shooting foul. He's shooting 2. Okay. Second free throw for the senior coming up. It's on the way up, and it's good. 5 points for Jake Freshel, 43-25. The lead is 18 again. The Trojans had their little run there, 6-0 run, but the Irish have kind of answered back here. And out top, Freshel went for the steal, deflected the ball. Weichel able to catch up with it, and got blood on Weichel. You know, the player ended up on the floor down here a while ago, so they give him the med kit. Said, go get that cleaned up. You got to leave the game. So Weichel sits down. The assistant coach will be working on that. So bring it into Sims off the left side to Braden Strope back in there. Trying to spread the Irish out, and they're man-to-man. Now it'll be Sims. Goes around, knocked to goal, and a floater up and down, and a foul. Sims with 11. 7 in the quarter, a blocking foul. Doug Gold says, my man was just standing there. And the official says, well, I thought he fouled. Evan Keithley was a guilty party. Evan's got his third foul. The free throw is good. That's 12 now for Sims. So it's now 43-28. Shagart up by 15. And Jordan's pass to the left side to Noctigal. Might have got deflected. Then it went off Noctigal. It's out of bounds. Sacred Heart basketball. Or excuse me, Trojan basketball. I'm sorry. 15-point lead. 3:35 to go in the ball game. The Irish leading. Going for the championship of the big trophy tonight here. Sims in the middle. Kicks it out. Strope drives. Leaves it back for Bales for 3. And he got it from the top of the key. Bales has 5 in the ball game, and it's 43-31. 3:22 to go in the game. The lead is down to 12, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:22 left in the ballgame. The Irish have the lead 43-12 and led by as many as 20 points in this ballgame. They're up 36-16 in the third quarter, and they've been outscored 15-7 since that time. The official telling the Sayre cheerleaders, back up, girls. So it will be Irish basketball, is that right? Yes. Or is it? Yeah, it is. Okay. Sam Dunn will trigger in for Sacred Heart. Looking into Jake Freshel. Jake will bring it up. Between Freshel and Jordan, Irish have 2 of the quickest, fastest players you're going to see during the year. And Freshel's pass is stolen. And a layup at the other end, up and good for Jansen. He's got his first 2 of the ball game, and that's 43-33. The lead is down to 10 at the 3-minute mark. All right, Shagart to the front, in the corner, trapped, give it away to Jordan. Jacob double-teamed, now to Simon. Off to Dunn, to the hole, up and good with the right hand. 2 points for Sam Dunn, he's got 4, and the Irish are up 45-33. 2:38 the clock, moving here in the fourth quarter. Sims picked up his dribble. Now inside, too tall in the pass, Simon has it. He'll give it to Jordan, and here come the Irish ahead to Dunn. He is wide open for 3, but I don't think that would have been a good shot, and he knew it. And back to Jordan, back to Dunn, out top to Freshel. Freshel to Dunn on the right side, saw an opening, headed for the hole, got cut off. Back out to Jordan, 2:10 to play. Jordan, the high post assignment out to Dunn. He'll take it this time and buries the three. Sam Dunn with back-to-back buckets. And all of a sudden, the Irish are up 15 again. 1:56 to go. How this game can change in a hurry with a three-point shot. Here's a long three from Sims, up no good. Rebound grabbed up by Simon. He got fouled on the rebound. The official says number four, Colton Jansen, his fourth. Team foul number nine, so now it's Joe Simon to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Joe has 8 points in the ball game. Looking for points 9 and 10 here, if he can make two. He gets set. He fires. It's good. Nothing but net. All right. 49-33. Lead is 16 again. This junior sophomore sets, fires, and got it. 50-33. Simon nails them both. Here's another long three from the right side for Weichel. He's now got seven. 50-36. And now Freshel lost the ball, coming up the floor, knocked away from behind by the Trojans, and they throw it back away, trying to get it to go down to the baseline. 91 seconds left. The lead is 14 for the Irish. Bringing it back court to Freshel. Went to the side. Now get in the middle. There you go. Coming up the floor to a double team. Ahead to Jacob Jordan. He lobs over to Dunn. Dunn back to Simon. Over to Keithley. The Irish play keep away. Hot potato, if you will. And a reach-in foul on Caden Bales will be his fourth. And that will be two free throws for Jake Freshel. Double bonus. That's team foul number 10 of the half with a minute 18 to go. So Jake Freshel will set up at the line. One out of two at the line. This one's on the way up and good. He's made two in a row now. He'll have another one coming here. Ready. Free throw up. And bounces off, no good. After three, Auburn leading Freeman 22-16. They were down 13-11 at half. Sims for a long three, nothing but net. Boy, they should have been shooting these earlier. That's 15 for Sims now. And the three-pointer makes it 51-39. Minute one to go, and this time they found Jacob Jordan, and Jacob will go to the line to shoot two. Lead is down to 12 again, and fluctuating from 12 to 15 or 16. Jordan hits the free throw again. Knocked, go in for Simon. 61 seconds left. Senior guard sets, fires, and got them both. 3 out of 4 for Jacob Jordan. 53-39. To the left side, Sims for three, off the iron, hit the front of the rim, went up and over the backboard, out of bounds, with 50 seconds to go. Here comes Simon back in for the Irish. He'll come in for Freshel this time. And the Trojans will bring back Caden Bales in. No, they bring Bales out. They bring in Braden Strope. So not to go to trigger for the Irish, and he throws it long for Dunn, and Sam Dunn runs out a layup at the other end. He had 9 in the game and 7 in the quarter. That will about wrap it up, 55-39. Sims again dumps it underneath, and a layup good for Jansen. He's got 10. And now Jordan with 31 seconds. Simon to the front court to Noctigal. Brogan holds it. Here comes the defense, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two, and that is going to be number 5 on Colton Jansen, who fouls out, I believe, with 2 points on the night with 26 seconds to go in the ball game. Jansen is out, and into the ball game comes Caden Bales once again. Nautical at the line to shoot two. First one up and off the mark. No good. Hit the rim, front, the back. Freshel coming in for Simon now for the Irish here. Nautical ready. 15 points, looking for 16. It's up. It's good. He leads the Irish with 16 points in the ballgame. It's 56-41. Three-pointer up, no good. Jordan, the rebound, had it. Was going out of bounds, jumped in the air, turned, and fired it off of Caden Bales. And with 15 seconds to go, the Irish will keep possession of it. Well, you're down 15 now. It didn't really do any good to foul. Not enough time for that. Coach Jeremy Sims says, no more pressure. This one's over. And the Irish just going to dribble it out. Jacob Jordan crosses the front court. Your final score is going to be State Art 56 and Tri-County 41. 56-41. The Irish win it despite giving up 23 points in the fourth quarter tonight. We'll wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
State Art wins the Pioneer Conference Championship with a 56-41 victory over the Tri-County Trojans here tonight. 56-41 the final. Let's check the scoring for the Trojans tonight. They are led by Carter Sims with 15 in the ballgame. He had 11 in the fourth quarter. 10 for Chris Jan tonight for 25 of their 41. After that, we had 7 for Gavin Weichel, 5 for Caden Bales, and 4 for Colton Jansen. The Trojans go 3 out of 11 at the free throw line in this ball game tonight, just 3 out of 11. For Sacred Heart, the scoring tonight, Jacob Jordan with 3, Sam Dunn with 9, 7 of those in the fourth quarter. 6 for Jake Freshel tonight. A dozen for Evan Keithley. We have 10 points for Joe Simon tonight and 16 for Brogan Knockle. The Irish went 14-19 in the free throw line, including 10-13 in the fourth quarter. Your final score. 3 players in double figures for the Irish. Noctigal, Simon, and Keithley, and 9 more for Sam Dunn in the ballgame. Again, your girls' boys' final. Stigart wins it 56-41. They're about to get their medals. And the game is played earlier today here on KTNC at the Pioneer Conference Championship. In the girls' division today, Fall City Stigart picks up the hardware with a 53-36 win. 56. The Irish win it. 56 our girls win. 53-36. Final. Leading the way, Rachel Magdans with 21 points in the ball game tonight for the Irish. 16 for Harrison Vonderschmidt. She is now our girls' all-time leading scorer with 1,410 points, surpassing Caitlin Wheeler in tonight's ballgame. Nobody for double figures for Lord Central Catholic tonight. 8 points for Jenna Box to lead the way. And the boys' third place game today, Johnson Brock picked up a win over Lord Central Catholic 44-41. Freshman Camden Dollinghouse had 16 in that ballgame for Johnson Brock. 10 for Nick Perry despite a bunch of foul trouble for Nick. Lord Central had 14 for Blake Miller and 13 for Bo Lee in the ballgame, and the Irish win the titles, girls and boys. Johnson Brock third in the boys, and it was Del Rodel girls getting third as they win today by a final score of 48-36. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight. The Irish girls and boys both win titles in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. They got their plaque and they got their medals, and it's picture time for Sacred Heart. That's going to do it from here for our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom. I'm John Nixon from Humboldt. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more basketball coming up on Tuesday on KTNC. Good night, everybody.